Now, are you a bit strapped for cash? Sydney is one of the most expensive cities in the world, but as we know, it's got a lot of good stuff going for it, and maybe sometimes you can just find something free, a little bit cheaper. I've got Gabby Morris in the studio here with us. We're doing a little bit of a new segment. What do you reckon, Gabby? We've got to think of a name.
I know. I've been given some suggestions. Oh, so, yeah. Good time, Gab.
Good time.
Low dosh, high froth.
Whoa, that's good. Low dosh, high froth.
High froth.
Yeah, yeah, I like
that's
it.
Pretty good. That's actually kind of all I've had. There's been one suggestion so far.
Oh, we can work with it. We can work with it.
Yeah. Low dosh, high froth is kind of the tagline for that one.
All right.
But yeah, there's always heaps going on in Sydney. Plenty to offer. You just kind of search around and find it. And obviously, you don't want to break the bank, as they say.
Yeah.
So coming up this week is NAIDOC Week.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
Yeah.
It kicks off on Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah. There's a few events coming on, and then it will run through until about the 9th of July. So there's heaps of events going on. If you want to check out more, you can go to naidoc.org.au. But tonight is really exciting. For the first time, the Sydney Opera House is going to be projecting 7-minute animations of several Indigenous artists, which is going to be entitled Badugili, which I hope I've said correctly, which means water light in the language of the sites of the traditional owners, so the Gadigal people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be a permanent event.
Wow.
Yeah, so like it's going to be happening every night.
Forever.
Yeah, so it happens at sunset, and then it'll happen again at 7 p.m.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
It's great they're utilizing, obviously, the vivid infrastructure.
And it's just,
they've left the lights there, and they're going to keep using it.
Because
what a great canvas the Opera House is,
eh? It's beautiful, and it's so nice. It's so great to see that they're going to be doing that every night and having a great sort of projection of all these great artists.
Cool.
But if you can't see it tonight, you can actually go to the Sydney Opera House Facebook page and watch it live for the big premiere tonight on Facebook if you can't. It's a bit
nice.
Rainy.
And is that like a freebie?
Yep, totally free.
Well, I guess anyone can watch it from the harbour.
Yeah, exactly. Go down and watch, and it's a sound and light show as well. So yeah, it looks really amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that's coming up is there's an Asylum Seeker short film series happening at 107 Projects on Redfern Street.
Yep.
There's actually a sort of festival happening around that called the Beginnings Refuge Art and Cultural Festival. So it's not just the short films. So there's going to be other things going on. But tomorrow night, there'll be the series of films made by Asylum Seekers called Sydney Stories. And the films are a part of this new Beginnings Refuge and Arts and Cultural Festival. And that's on tomorrow night at 6 p.m. at Redfern. And it's completely free, which is amazing. You just have to make sure you book at the website, which is newbeginningsfestival.com.au, just to secure a spot.
Cool.
But yeah, it looks really amazing. It looks like a really great series to go check out.
And 107 Projects is a great little spot. If no one's ever been, it's just in the middle of Redfern on Redfern Street there, and they have all sorts of cool events.
Yeah, they've got really great exhibitions going on all the time, and you can go down there and have a drink and just sort of check it all out. And it's normally mostly free, which is really great, and it's really great to support the Sydney Asylum Seekers.
For sure.
So if you feel like a bit of a boogie or a party, there's a big party happening on this weekend, and it's pretty cheap for what you get. I think it's a pretty good bang for your buck. So for only $30 this Saturday, you can get access to about 8 different venues across Sydney's King's Cross.
Trying to revive the cross.
Yeah, I think that's the whole point. So it's like it's been considered or sort of said it's going to be like a mini multi-venue music festival.
Yep.
There's going to be live bands and DJs. And so what you get is like almost considered like a passport to all these 8 venues for $30. It's pretty great. And so it's from Candy's Apartment, World Bar, Potts Point, heaps more.
These places probably used to cover charges that much anyway.
Well, exactly.
One of them,
I know. So it's kind of good. It's kind of good to get the cross pumping again, because it used to be a great place to go and see live music and DJs and bands. And
And it's dying a death as we know.
Yeah.
Venues are closing down left, right, and center. It'll be interesting to see if they can revive the cross at some point. I fear it's almost too late for the cross.
I think the developers
are coming in, and then once the new places go up, they're not going to be happy with the nightlife and whatnot.
Exactly, and the lockout laws and different changing policies. So that's why it's really great. So the guys behind Keep Deep Sydney Open and yep. Eastside Sydney have organised and curated this. And, you know, they're sort of considered the nighttime economy ambassadors of yeah. Sydney. They're trying to, you know, really show that this is a great place to go out and see live music and support.
Oh, that's
it.
Great. And, yeah, check that out. It's yeah. called Meet Me at the Cross.
Meet Me at the Cross. Yeah. And there's heaps of, you know, bands, Hermitude, Near Las Vegas, Dappled Cities. And you have to book tickets for that. So if you go to eventbrite.com.au
yep.
and check out, if you want, the Keep Sydney Open Facebook page for sort of more details and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, on that Saturday night is the Paddy's Night Food Markets, which is a great event. Heaps of fresh yummy food and at Flemington from 6 till 10:30. It's free entry, free parking, and there's free arcade games.
Free arcade games. They're going to have Daytona, and they're going to have, I saw different video games they're going to have. I love that.
Yeah, it's so great. So it's school. It's sort of the start of school holidays as well, so yep. that could be a great thing to take the kids along.
Sweet.
There's like big selection of food, cheeseburger, I don't know what that is, and gelato brioche. I don't know what a gelato brioche is.
I know what a cheeseburger is. Cheeseburger is just a chain of burgers.
Oh, cheeseburger. Okay, right. Yeah. I thought it was like some kind of like weird animal that I haven't.
I don't know what a gelato brioche is, though.
I don't know what a gelato brioche. Maybe it's like an ice cream sandwich, but on a brioche bun.
Yeah, because
I don't know how cheap
sweet.
That is, guys. I'm sorry, that might not be very cheap, but you can watch others eat it, maybe.
Yeah. Gotta get a nibble. Gotta get a free sample.
Yeah,
can I find out what this is.
Then another great thing, I guess, for the school holidays kind of coming up, and also if you just want to go ice skating,
yeah.
there's heaps of ice skating rinks popping up around Sydney, in Bondi, in the CBD, and Parramatta, and it's pretty cheap. It's roughly about $20 for an adult and $12 or less for kids.
Okay.
So there's one at Sydney Mary's Cathedral, Bondi Pavilion, and then in Parramatta at Prince Alfred Park.
Yeah.
Best to go and check out all the websites, because I'm pretty sure you got to book online at first to sort of secure a spot. And there's heaps of different session times and things like that.
Well, good to know.
And the best thing that's free at the moment.
Oh, yes.
Is whale watching.
Hey!
There are so many whales.
And I've heard all these humpbacks are off the coast, right?
It's crazy. I went down to Clovelly the other day and there was so many, like just bombing each other and just jumping out fully. You could see the whole whale breached and everything. Yeah.
That's awesome. And you can just watch it from the land.
Yeah. I just watched it from Clovelly, and it was just, it was crazy. And I went down to the beach the other day in the northern beaches, more whales. They're just everywhere. They're just like surrounding.
How great is this though? Like there actually must be more whales in the ocean now that we can see so many of them.
Allegedly,
there's
50% increase in whales this year after the survey they did. So
that's
great news. So you'll definitely most likely hopefully you'll see one or two.
That's so good. Hey, Gabby, I really like this. This is a good little chat. And it's a good way of just covering a whole bunch of events that, you know, maybe people didn't know about.
Yeah.
And that are cheap, especially for families and stuff as well.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. And just kind of, you know, there's so much to Sydney, all the way from Parramatta to Bondi, that offer lots and lots to do.
That's it.
See.
All right.
Well, all right. Thanks, Mick.
I like it. Low dosh, high froth. I think it's a good one.
It's the best we've had so far.